He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And good morning. Welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. It is Bill Gunderson Radio, and he's fiddling with the camera for the YouTube channel. Just sitting down next to me here, probably a little bit out of breath. No, you know, he doesn't get out of breath. He's the exercise king around here.
Right.
And so as he's bringing up the current market conditions, it is the last day of August, August 31st, 2017, dove hunting season opener eve.
I'm sure that that's the most important news that we can broadcast here this morning, the eve of dove season.
That's right.
Well, look, hey, the market, people are shooting down some stocks here today and putting them in their bag, it looks like, doesn't it? We've got a pretty good day going on in the market. We've got the market up 90, the Dow up 90 points right now. And that puts the Dow at 21,982. Boy, we're just 18 points away from 22,000 again. The S&P is up 12 points right now, 2469. That's closing in on all-time highs once again. We have got the NASDAQ up 35 points. The NASDAQ, did you see the day the NASDAQ had yesterday?
What a swing, huh?
Yeah, and we've got crude oil up 64 cents this morning at 46.60. Gold is up $2.80 to 1316. It has breached its dam, hasn't it? It's spilled over the 1300 level. And we have the 10-year yield right now currently residing at 2.13% as interest rates remain low throughout this this period of time that we're going through. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, and I'm here with Camo Rob in his camouflage, the fashion of the day. You're not wearing your camo.
No, not yet, but it's in the truck.
We are leaving after the market closes today in the armored personnel carrier, and you're going to be driving.
Okay.
I'm in the back in the office. Fielding phone calls, making phone calls, watching the news that breaks after the market closes. And I noticed that Rob says, here's your hat to wear tomorrow. It's orange. And I said, oh, yeah. So they dart away from me and fly over your head. Is that how that works? Wearing camo. His face is painted black. A dove will never even know he's down there. But they look at me and look at that yo-ho from California.
You know, here's the real story. I come into the office this morning carrying shotguns.
And, yeah, I hit the floor. I didn't know who you were.
Bill
sheltered
says to me,
in place is what
he
I
He says
did.
To me, you know, I don't need a shotgun.
No.
I just need a .22.
That's right.
He says, I can shoot those birds out of the air with a single .22
like
shell.
Picking a stock.
And then he says to me, he says, you know, using a shotgun is almost like buying an index.
Yeah, with 1,000 stocks
That's
in it.
Right.
Just give me the whole index.
That's right. He wants to use one bullet. I'm shooting with an index.
Yeah, there you go. And I've got an orange hat, a tremendous handicap to begin with. Well, the word of the day is dove tacos.
That's right.
We found out there's a Mexican restaurant in Yuma. You bring them your doves, they'll clean them, they'll process them, and they'll deliver them on a plate with refried beans,
That's right.
hot tortillas,
dove tacos.
Homemade salsa.
And dove jalapeno poppers.
That sounds good, too.
They make those
you know,
as well.
Doves are actually quite tasty. And, well, the S&P, quite tasty also here this morning. Yesterday, did you know that was its fourth straight victory? Now, this is
good news.
In the backdrop, what are we watching on the Fox Business Channel? We're watching water rescues. and we're watching a city devastated by a biblical Noah-type flood. It didn't flood the whole earth, but it certainly flooded the fourth largest city in America. And the market's going up. What's that tell you about the resilience of the market and the resilience of Americans, really? We had our fourth straight victory in the market yesterday. We had a huge day in the NASDAQ. You heard me ring a bell yesterday, Rob.
Yes, I did.
Around 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, when we hit a new high here at Gunderson Capital Management. And I think one of the big catalysts yesterday was in Missouri, where the Trump team was there at the where Route 66 be. I didn't know that Route 66.
It goes all the way out there, huh? I thought that was a western thing.
Springfield, Missouri. I think that's how they headed west.
I got you.
We're getting out of Missouri and we're headed to California. And so he was there. And, you know, my model that I built on what the tax cut would do for the S&P 500 was built around a cut to 25% corporate tax rate. And yesterday, Trump was calling for a 15%.
I heard that.
Corporate, a cut to 15%, from 40 to 15. Do you know what kind of an economic boom that would set off?
Incredible.
Bringing back trillions of dollars to America that's sitting overseas, the spending that these companies would do to expand and to hire and to teach and to train. And so I think that's one of the reasons. And I've said, too, all along that the biggest beneficiaries of a tax cut will be the companies that make the most money. If you're not making any money, you're not helped by a tax cut, are you? You're not paying taxes to begin with. But if you're making a gobs of money, if you're an Apple, if you're a Facebook, or some of these other Netflix, some of these other companies that write a big check every year to Uncle Sam or every quarter, you would benefit the most. And those were the stocks that were rallying the most yesterday. So the theory was put into practice yesterday, and we saw the results. The companies that make the most money rallied yesterday. We also had that 3% growth GDP come in yesterday, at least for one quarter. And they're talking now, was it a fluke? Is it a new trend? And, of course, Warren Buffett, you know what? He may be a great investor. But
it was his birthday yesterday.
I don't care for his snarky attitude. And I don't think 3% is possible anymore. You know
come
what,
on,
Warren?
Man. Come on.
Get out of the way.
That's right.
Will you just watch what...
he made his money.
Yeah, what's he care? You know?
Come on.
I don't know. And he's invested in Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo now announces that twice as many unauthorized accounts.
Come on.
Can you imagine if we did that here at Gunder and forged people's signatures and whatnot? Now they're saying that their fake account scandal is worse than thought, as the company reports 67% more unauthorized consumer and small business accounts than previously thought. They thought there were only 2 million unauthorized accounts. Now there's 3.5 million. And you still have your account at Wells Fargo? Are you kidding me? Where they're taking shotgun blast at the bond market? And they don't know how to pick a stock. That's all they know how to do is to forge a name. You know, we better be careful. I'm sure they've got their lawyers, their team of lawyers, corporate lawyers listening. But opening up unauthorized accounts is one of the biggest no-nos in this entire industry. And Mr. Buffett, you're invested in Wells Fargo. And I heard him yesterday. He's an apologist, really, for Wells. Oh, he says people make mistakes and they recover from their mistakes.
3.5 million mistakes?
Unauthorized accounts. And of course, I've had my own run-ins with Wells Fargo.
Oh, yeah. So, as I have as well.
And you know what? They incessantly called me every hour. I saw my phone ringing and I had it. You know, I entered into my, what do you call that, your contacts?
Right.
Wells Fargo sucks. And when the phone would ring, I was reminded that Wells Fargo sucks. So there's
That's
my,
why they called you every hour.
If you've got an account with Wells Fargo, give us a call today, man. So anyways, he was in Missouri. He was touting his tax reform. Buffett's poo-pooing 3%. Well, it came in yesterday, 3%. And I would say that a tax cut for America's corporations would unleash this economy, and it would go to 3% and stay there and go higher. Initial jobless claims today come in at 236,000. We still have a good jobs market. Now, I wonder, what about Texas? When do those numbers come in? I got to believe there's going to be some layoffs. If you own a little motel in Texas and you've got people working there, you got to tell them, hey, we're out of business for, you know, go collect. What kind of unemployment claims do you think will result from the Texas problem? And I want to talk about a stock when we come back that they thought was doomed. I held on. I said, it's not doomed. And boy, did it take off yesterday. And I want to talk about Campbell's Soup. Campbell's Soup in the news today. This happens to be a can of vegetable beef. And we'll talk about that when we come back. How many potatoes? We're going to count the potatoes and versus the beef in there.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. He's the one and only Bill Gunderson. It's Bill Gunderson Radio. This is Rob Sanford. I'm joined here by my for those of you that are watching our YouTube channel, I've got my 12 gauge.
This will go viral.
This is my 12 gauge. Index.
We'll be on BuzzFeed tomorrow.
Now, Bill only needs a .22 to shoot birds the sky because he's so good at research. He can pick individual birds. I need an ETF. I need an index. I need the shotgun approach. But Bill, he can shoot them one at a time.
That's right. You know, I think I'll save. I want to talk about a stock. We'll do it. We'll do our 30-second drill in the second half.
Okay.
On a company that everybody thought was in big, big trouble, dire straits. And Mark Knopfler.
That's right.
I think I might have seen them in the
Sultans
70s.
Of Swing.
I kind of remember. And we'll take a look here at that stock. Look, I just want to show you how it led the charge up San Juan Hill yesterday. But anyways, there's a couple others that I want to talk about here before we do that. They're in the news today. How about this? Yesterday, too, the biotechs, holy cow, were they on fire. And the reason being there was a buyout of a biotech company in this CAR T cancer research area. And there's several of these CAR T candidate stocks, Bluebird Bio being one. I got stopped out of my Bluebird Bio here recently.
I remember you used to own that. I remember that.
Yep, and look at it now.
Oh, my goodness. There it goes.
There it goes. And the other one that's taking off all of a sudden is Juno Therapeutics.
Wow.
These are both CAR T. It's a methodology of drug discovery and treatment of cancer. And there's several stocks that are all going down this path. This is just one of the many paths that these cancer research biotechs are going down.
Now, explain to folks, just because I'm looking at these last two charts here, and when you say you got stopped out of something, for the folks that are like me and don't know a whole heck of a lot about how that works, are you comfortable in being stopped out of a stock like that, and then you see it spike? Do you go back in? Do you buy it again?
I might.
You might.
Mostly it's like, crap.
Oh, I got you. Okay, doggone it.
I can say that one on the national radio. But, you know, it dipped down here a few weeks ago, and I'm a risk manager. I try to protect my investors on the downside.
So you've got that line in the sand.
You know, 10% or
okay.
So. And sometimes, right. You know, it exceeds that a little bit.
And if you get stopped out and all of a sudden it takes off and goes to the upside,
then you just
kick yourself.
Yeah, you just kick yourself.
Okay.
And see bruises all over my calf muscles, it's because I've been kicking
okay,
myself.
Okay, all right.
And it happens from time to time. I had another one yesterday.
It's like my Chrysler. Remember when I had Fiat Chrysler?
Yep.
And I sold it.
Yeah.
And you said not to sell
now
it.
Now you're kicking
yourself.
And
I said, I'm kicking myself.
So you know the feeling.
I do.
I had another one yesterday that took off after I got stopped out just like a couple weeks ago, you know. And I don't know. It's a two-edged sword. On the one hand, you have to protect yourself on the downside. I can't tell you how many people I've talked to over the years that have ridden stocks down 40, 50. That's just a killer. That's just a crushing.
Right. Never get it
crushing.
Back.
And, you know, you continue to hang on. Hope, you know, breeds, hope springs eternal.
So sometimes you're better off just stopping out, taking the cash, and finding a better spot.
Yeah, because taking a 10% loss is a heck of a lot better than taking a 50% loss.
Sure.
So you just have to take it on an individual basis. I don't have any hard and fast set rule, but when I notice something's really starting to lag the market and the market's taking off and mine particular holding, one of my holdings isn't taking off, you know, you have to make a decision there.
Well, and that's the case right there for an active money manager, somebody who's moving the chess pieces around on the board all day long rather than just letting it slide off the cliff.
And the amateur thing to do is to run to the phone and sell everything. I had a few people that wanted to do that. What was that, 3 days ago?
Yeah, 3 days ago.
When
that's
the futures were down 240 points.
And it turned all the way around.
And we've had three outstanding days since then. So
right.
Had you sold, you talk about kicking yourself. Those people have been kicking themselves for the last 8.5 years because they do that. They buckle at the knees every time there's some kind of headline that scares them. And the right thing to do over the last 8.5 years has been to stay cool, not panic, and buy any pullbacks. Okay, well, a couple of demographics that I wanted to talk about here this morning. When do you think the last time the millennial had a bowl of Campbell's soup?
I've never seen one in that kind of container before. It's usually a can.
Well,
what is that?
They're trying to attract the millennials because you can just throw this right in the microwave.
Oh, it's why they got the little holes on the top there.
You don't even need a can opener. See that? It peels.
You're
going to
open it?
No.
Okay.
I'm saving that for a rainy day in case we're in 3 inches of water.
What's the expiration date?
Well, I keep track.
But you do not.
Campbell's Soup blames their weak quarter. Now, who would own Campbell's Soup in today's, you know, is this a stock of yesteryear? I think so. I don't think Campbell's Soup has given much returns over the years. But, you know, look, I still remember my mother.
Oh, yeah.
Look at this chart.
Oh, my goodness.
That's horrible.
That's cold soup right there.
That is a horrible stock chart. And this stock, you know, it was $48 a share 5 years ago, and today it's $47 a share.
That's terrible.
But the dividend guy will come along and say, yeah, but it pays a dividend at 2.8%.
Oh, so what?
And the chunky is really good on a Sunday night, you know, and I don't think so. I don't think it's a very good stock to own. And they blame changing demographics. You know, I have not seen a can of Campbell's soup in my son's pantry.
Probably ever.
Although, you know, I keep a few around. I still like the bean with bacon and some of these other flavors that my mother,
you know. How about grilled cheese with tomato soup? Are you one of those guys?
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
You dip the grilled cheese in the tomato soup?
That's a good one. There's nothing wrong with that. But Campbell's soup's struggling. Now, here's the second part of this story. This applies to you. Whole Foods, you know, and there's a big misnomer. If you think you're walking into the health food store and everything in there is healthy, I gotta, no way. I mean, they're selling, okay, so is an organic Dorito any better for you than a non-organic Dorito?
How's that apply
Cheeto?
To me?
Well, Frito-Lay is looking to break into Whole Foods market by introducing their line of organic Doritos and chips marketed under the name Simply. There are now 11 Frito-Lay chip brands without artificial ingredients, but they're still fried in grease.
Right, that's not artificial.
They're still coated in cheese powder.
Salt's not artificial.
No, I mean,
come on.
You know, labeling things as organic, but it's a Cheeto. Who are they trying to kid? I'm not buying Whole Foods Market. Amazon can have it. Okay, we'll talk about the stock that led the market yesterday, and it's a big holding here at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? The Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see him live. We will be in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Phoenix for a live evening of stories and entertainment and solid advice on buying or selling the best stocks now. The best part is it's all free. The Bill Gunderson Tour stops in at Dallas, Denver, and San Francisco later in the year, followed by Honolulu and a return trip to the Sarasota, Tampa area. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day of the seminar and the day after as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to the GundersonCapital.com website and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page to sign up. It's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Hey
And welcome back here to the second half. What are those organic Cheetos you're munching on?
It's Campbell's soup.
You're going to get so much health from those organic Cheetos. You'll be losing weight, running the stairs next, they'll have organic seized chocolates, and you know, like they're that much better for you. But you know what? They can charge another dollar per bag for organic Cheetos because they're, and the millennials, you know, they're over it.
Oh, they think they're eating
look
healthy.
At this. It's non-GMO. Non-GMO Cheetos for $4.99 a bag.
Do you have to go into a safe space to eat them?
Well, you know, yesterday the market started off kind of slow, and I thought this could be one of those days, you know, where we just kind of not much happening. Then all of a sudden, I think it was as news started to come out on tax reform. And it sounds to me like now the plan is to separate a tax cut from tax reform. Because to try to do an entire tax reform package that would include tax cuts, it's never going to happen. I mean, it will happen maybe, but it will take a long time. Tax reform has not been attempted in 30 years. And we're talking about, you know, all the pages and pages of rules.
Thousands of pages.
Oh, my gosh. And you have to hire a CPA just to wade through it and just to pick up the phone and ask him a question. It's like $90, you know, every time I ask my CPA a question, I get a bill in the mail the next day. So I try not to ask too many questions or I won't be able to afford my organic Cheetos. So anyways, you know, getting rid of all of the, that's going to be time consuming. That's going to be a fight.
Well, you and I were speaking yesterday after the show about how many billions and billions of dollars that are in other countries waiting to come back into our economy.
I heard the it was quantified yesterday, 2 to 3 trillion.
Wow. Just sitting offshore waiting to come back into our country when the tax code is reformed.
If they can bring it back. So, but there's now separating. Let's do the tax cut. Let's separate these two. Let's get the tax cut done, which I think now can happen by the end of the year. I even heard Warren Buffett say that he thinks it'll get done by the end of the year. And I've already written an article, a landmark article. As far as I know, I'm only the second one after Goldman Sachs that wrote an article and quantified what a tax cut would mean for a company like Facebook, would mean for a company like Netflix. What would it do to their bottom line earnings? And if the adage is true that stocks follow earnings and all of a sudden you get a tax cut and your earnings go up by the result of that, your company is more valuable.
Sure it is.
If you're using a multiple of earnings. And so I think yesterday when we started to hear this talk and started to realize, hey, they're going to get this tax cut done before the end of the year. And the second thing I heard, and I don't know if it's true, but if it is, it's better than an organic Cheeto, is that it's going to be retroactive to the beginning of this year.
Holy moly.
Now, I'm a corporation.
Sure.
My wife's got to be at home doing somersaults right now to hear that, hey, honey, you know, our corporation, instead of paying 40% plus whatever we pay to the state, which is in California, it's obscene.
Ridiculous.
What we pay to the state.
Ridiculous.
And we have more potholes than any state in the country. And we don't even have snow here.
Well, we're paying for entitlements.
Yeah, that's what we're paying for. And sanctuary cities and Pelosi and all of this kind of crap. Anyway, she's got to be doing somersaults.
How do you really feel?
Honey, we're getting a raise. I mean, we'd only have to pay 15 plus whatever the state's about, 10 or something like that. And to make it retroactive to January of this year, and then all of a sudden yesterday the NASDAQ started to percolate, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
And it started to bubble, and it started to sizzle, and by the end of the day, the NASDAQ was up 70 points.
That's a big day.
And, of course, the companies with the biggest amount of earnings, and the one that caught my eye yesterday was Netflix.
And you got the stopwatch
oh,
there?
Sure.
Okay, I left mine next to my organic Cheetos in my office. But I'm eating unorganic grapes. Hey, there's a question. Is a non-organic grape worse for you than an organic Cheeto? I don't know. Would I be better off eating the Cheetos than the grapes? I don't know. Okay, start it over again.
Start it over?
Yeah, because I wasted 10 seconds.
Okay, here you go.
Here we go. All right, well, the stock that caught my eye yesterday was Netflix. And I thought, why is this stock all of a sudden taking off? And I thought it was all about tax cuts, which part of it was. But there was an analyst at Bernstein, and they're a pretty good house back in New York. They tend to be leaned more towards value. And you remember not too long ago when Disney said no moss for Netflix? You're not going to
right,
get
I remember. They were going to compete with them.
We thought, some people thought that was a knife in the heart. But as you look at Netflix content, Disney is a very, very small percentage of the overall content package available at Netflix. And Bernstein backed that up yesterday by saying, no Disney, no worries for Netflix. They went on to say that almost all of Netflix's future growth will come from international. And I totally agree. I've watched the earnings estimates on Netflix since that announcement was made, and their earnings estimates have not budged at all. I see it having very little impact. Now, you know what? Everybody wants the... Remember when the radio came along, and who was it? RCA Victor, right, was on the forefront. And then the TV came along. Remember names like Zenith and Philco and things like that? Well, you know what? We're on a new revolution, streaming. And Netflix is the Zenith and the Philco of today. But everybody wants to ignore. They don't see something happening, a huge demographic change that's taking place. And why not invest in that huge package, that huge change that's taking place? Netflix is one of the FANG stocks, FAANG. Netflix, over the last 10 years, got to be one of the stocks of the decade. It's delivered 53%. Per year over the last 10 years. Look it up on the Best Stocks Now app. Over the last 5 years, get this, 83% per year returns, Rob. If you would have bought Netflix five years ago and just sat on it, what's the bank paying? Half a percent?
83 per year.
Now, there's no guarantees going forward, but that's what it's done in the past. And over the last 12 months, it's up 79%, while the market's up 13%. The
unbelievable.
The PEG ratio that I show is about 1.1. Why would I own General Electric? Why would I own Campbell's Soup, where there's more potatoes now than beef in the vegetable beef, and it's not organic? Give me Netflix. It's ranked, it's ranked 500 right now because it came down in rank after that whole Disney thing. But I think Netflix is still a best stock now. And we own it in our premier and our ultra growth portfolios at Gunderson Capital Management.
Perfect. You did 3 minutes there.
Three minutes.
Now, where is that going to broadcast?
Well, I send these over to Town Hall because they like our information that we give them, and Town Hall is a good site.
It's owned by Salem Broadcasting,
it's
right?
It's owned by Salem. They have a lot of good writers on Town Hall on the political side of things, and then they have the financial site also.
So folks can get them some Bill Gunderson at townhall.com.
I am a Town Hall contributor.
Okay.
And, you'll find some pretty good names there on Town Hall. In fact, let's just pull up Town Hall Finance and go through some of the writers, some of the company that I keep there at Town Hall. I know Charles Payne, who's kind of disappeared from the wood, isn't he? He's just disappeared.
He's a smart guy. I like listening to Charles Payne. I hear him on Fridays on KFI in LA as well.
There's Charlie Daniels, a video with Charlie
Daniels.
That's
some
pretty good company.
I reference Charlie Daniels and Fire Flying From Your Fingertips when you're typing the newsletter on Friday.
Yes, and I saw Charlie Daniels in concert, and he looked about the same back then as he does now. He did the Orange Blossom special.
Oh, boy.
With the fiddle. And the devil came down from Georgia.
That's right.
And all that kind of stuff. Oh, man, I really like. But here's some of the people on Town Hall. You've got Larry Elder. You've got Ann Coulter, Judge Andrew Napolitano, Scott Rasmussen, the column, the pollster. You've got Wayne Allen Root. You've got Cal Thomas, a legendary columnist. Jackie Gingrich. Cushman, you think she's related to anybody around the Republican establishment? Well, there's some pretty good names there on Town Hall.
Well, and you can't forget Bill Gunderson's on
and
there.
And Bill Gunderson, if you go to Town Hall, see the finance tab up there? I'll find it during the break anyways. We'll be right back. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? The Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see him live. We will be in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Phoenix for a live evening of stories and entertainment and solid advice on buying or selling the best stocks now. The best part is it's all free. The Bill Gunderson Tour stops in at Dallas, Denver, and San Francisco later in the year, followed by Honolulu and a return trip to the Sarasota, Tampa area. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day of the seminar and the day after as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to the GundersonCapital.com website and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page to sign up. It's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back to the fourth quarter of the Bill Gunderson Radio Hour. It's the Best Stocks Now radio show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. This is Rob Sanford. We're headed into the Labor Day weekend where things kind of quiet down. It's the official or unofficial end to summer. And we're about 2 weeks away, Bill, from going on out to Minneapolis. And as far as I'm concerned, we are full.
Wow.
There are no more individual appointments to meet with you unless we stack them on top of each other or we have some no-shows.
Or so we now, clone me. We can make a clone in the laboratory. In the
Nobody
test
wants
tube.
To talk to me. So we're going to take some standby, folks. If you'd like to kind of be on the standby, if you live close to the Mall of America, or if you'd like to get in, maybe just a few minutes with Bill, we can still do that. So call us at 855-611-BEST. And the real exciting part of the week is your seminar. And that's at 6:30, 2 weeks from yesterday. So, today's Thursday. 2 weeks from today.
Wow.
2 weeks from today. It's the 14th of September in Minneapolis at the Radisson Blu. BLU.
Where you can buy a bag of organic Cheetos in the lobby.
They probably have them at room service.
For $4.99.
That's right. In the little self-service bar there.
Yeah.
And we'll be there hooked up to the Mall of America. If you want to come, please let us know that you're coming so we can tell the Radisson how many chairs to set up. Or you'll be standing in the back.
Yeah.
Like they did in Sarasota.
No, I don't want anybody to have to do that.
So tell us you're coming.
Yeah, we'll figure it out somehow. Wells Fargo, look at this headline. Wells Fargo says 3.5 million impacted by scandal.
Boy, that's a new article there. Look at that. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. Anyways, you know, I see Moody's is taking a shot at Amazon today. And I saw another article today on Seeking Alpha. Of course, I'm the one that wrote Dump Amazon Now. Look, it still got a bright future.
Sure does.
But it stumbled, and it's lost its momentum. And it just like a big racehorse, it takes a while for that momentum to come back. And in the stock market world, that was a major stumble to go from $11.38 in earnings expectations clear down to $8.38. And I've had people come after me and say, well, that's just normal. No, it's not normal. That's not normal. That's not the normal progression. Now, I tell you about, you remember when Netflix stumbled? Okay, we were going along with Netflix. We were paying, I think, $9.99 a month, okay, for all you could eat. And all of a sudden, Netflix decided we're going to double our subscription to $18.99. And they had a fleeing of people.
It was a mutiny.
Like people leaving Houston on the freeway. Fleeing, and Netflix stock absolutely got slaughtered. Now, those results that I just read about the stock and what it's achieved over the last 10 years, that includes that period of time. So they stumbled badly. There's a good example of a company stumbling badly, but it wasn't fatal, was it? Because they came storming back. In fact, it was 2011, I want to say.
when the stock, I got to go to a monthly chart to get back that far. It was right in here. Yeah, 2011, when the stock went from 40, it went down to $8 a share during that whole, and it lasted over a year.
Boy.
Okay.
There's a pullback you want to buy.
Now,
right,
if you
there
would have bought it in that $8 area, $8, today it's $174. Ugh. And I think Amazon's going to do something similar, maybe not that dramatic. But Amazon had a stumble, just like Netflix had a huge stumble in there. They weren't thinking. I guess they needed money quickly, and they said, hey, the best thing we can do is double our subscription rate, and people were shocked.
So now, yes, because you're comparing Netflix to Amazon and how they stumbled a little bit. What is it, or when is it, that you jump back into Amazon? When does that happen?
Stocks follow earnings.
And that's
when
right.
I start to see, right now the earnings estimates for next year are $8.09. I want to see those earnings estimates start to go higher. They're right now at, now they're down to $7.94.
Okay. So, all right.
Okay, I'm not ready. Even though Amazon's bouncing a little bit here the last couple of days, I can't pay 246 times earnings for the stock. So, yeah, I've got to see that $7.94 get back to around $10 a share.
All right, and so that's
like
when
that
you get back into Amazon.
I'm going to watch those earnings, and I'm going to watch my ranking. My ranking.
Okay.
My ranking system. It's
your ranking where?
It's and on my Best Stocks Now app. Okay. It's down in the middle of, it's buried in the middle of the
See
patch.
How he just passes over that stuff? It's the Best Stocks Now app.
App.
You got to go look at that.
Kiss my app.
No.
No.
Just go to the Best Stocks Now app in the Google Play Store or the Amazon Apple thingamajig where you go and buy apps and look at them and find the Best Stocks Now app.
Well, we will get a newsletter out on this Labor Day weekend. I'll be sending it out probably Saturday afternoon.
That is dedication.
Late afternoon.
Everybody else is on
Labor
vacation.
Day weekend. We'll get it out. It's important. Maybe I'll address the subject, what would a cut to 15% tax rate from 40 due to the stock market and the S&P? Maybe I'll quantify that. That's big.
Wow.
Because I, you know, look, I figure going to 25 is worth another 200 points in the S&P 500. If you go to 15, that might be worth another 300 points on the S&P 500. And if you're looking at the Dow, that would be another, what, three? That would be another 4,000, 5,000 points on the Dow. And you want to sell everything? Or you want to own bonds in this environment? I don't think so. I think you want to own Best Stocks Now.
All right. Well, as I drive the armored personnel carrier over to Yuma, Arizona this afternoon, and we head over for the Labor Day weekend, or the beginning of it, Bill's going to be writing the newsletter, and I'm going to talk him into putting a picture of himself in the newsletter holding a shotgun. How about that?
Oh.
Standing in a cotton field next to a bunch of camo, and we'll have a great time over there shooting dove and eating dove tacos. In the meantime, if you want to get Bill's newsletter, go to GundersonCapital.com and sign up to get it, and you'll see a picture of him shooting his index gun. And
are doves organic?
They are.
I think they are.
They
I don't think there's any chemicals.
There's no chemicals in
processed
it.
Foods.
It's organic protein.
Eating sesame seeds.
That's
and
right.
Wheat.
And they
and
certainly
barley.
Are. So you got to sign up to get the picture. GundersonCapital.com or call us and let us know you're coming to the seminar at 855-611-BEST. This is Rob Sanford. I'm here with Bill Gunderson, the captain of the ship. It's been the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.